You're listening to Australia's fastest growing podcast network. This is the Lifestyle Pod Network. You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson, and this is episode 131. My guest today is Renee from Ohio, who has a wonderful dream about some stray kittens. We get very deep, we get deeper still, and all sorts of wonderful things come out of Renee's dream and give her all kinds of ahas, insights and help into what to do in her life at the moment. Renee did ask as she went to sleep for her dream to address a certain issue in her life, and when we look at the dream, we can see that it certainly did that. Now, as you know, if you listen to the show a lot, I never know anything at all about what the dream is that the guest is bringing onto the show. We simply, people put up their hands, say they'd love to be a guest on the show. We set the time and date, and I prefer not to know anything about the dream beforehand because I like you, lovely listeners, to sit in with me and go through the whole process. So, we went through the dream, and right at the end of the dream, I asked Renee, so what was the question that you put to your dream that you wanted the answer for? And we went into all of that. Now, by the end of the dream, Renee did mention a little bit about what she does. And so when we finished the recording, I asked her, because we record that section before I add the beginning of the show on, as of course you now realise, when we got to the end, I asked her if she'd like to share what she does with you, and she's very, very happy for you to go along to her website. So I'm going to give you her website address now, and I'll also give it afterwards. So you can find out more about Renee and meet her at her website, which is www.empoweryourselfastrology.com. So that's all one word, empoweryourselfastrology.com. Now, before you start listening, just a little moment to for me to say, go and visit my websites too. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, please email me. If you'd like to consult me about your dreams, go to the website. You might even want to become a member and take advantage of being able to get your fees down a considerable amount simply by being a member. You'll find out all about that when you go to the website, which is www.dream.net.au, or go to my blog, which is janetheresa.com, that's Theresa without an H, or find me on Facebook. Okay, so at this very moment, I know all you want to do is listen to Renee and hear how we interpret a dream and how we apply dream alchemy. So here you go, here's Renee. Welcome to the Dream Show, Renee.
Hi, Jane Theresa.
Hello, how are you? Where are you actually?
I am in the United States, in Ohio.
Oh, in Ohio. And what time of day have you got there at the moment?
It is the evening, 7:30 in the evening.
So you've had a lovely, lovely long day.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that you have a dream for me. And as usual, I have no idea what it's about. So let's just go straight into it, Renee. Tell me your dream.
Okay. Well, I wrote it down because, like you say, tell everybody to write it down because I totally forgot most of it. So it's going to be kind of in bits and pieces.
That's
okay. And I can always explain stuff. And the first sentence I wrote down was just three words, so it's kind of choppy, like I said. Huber Heights house. That's the first thing I wrote. And to give you some info, that was a house that I grew up in, my childhood house.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
And then Ron and I in the garage. And Ron is my ex-husband. And, of course, he's never been in that house. Two stray kittens, one black, and the other was black with some gray hairs. That was very beautiful. First, we were in the garage, I think. Then I think at this part of the dream where we're next door in the neighbor's front yard looking and petting the kittens, wondering how to take care of them. I wondered what the neighbor would think and if the other kittens were roaming the neighborhood and if they would try to get into the garage. And how did these two kittens end up in the garage in the first place? There was another stray kitten in the road, but I didn't pay too much attention to him. And I think there were probably others in the streets. I worried for them, but my attention was on the two kittens that seemed to live in my garage. The neighbor didn't see us, but I don't remember his reaction, so he was pretty nondescript in the dream. I don't really remember him. Then we were back in my garage. We didn't come there very often, and there was a litter box packed full of old urine and feces. So we took the lid off, and it was a big litter box with, like, you know, the scoopable cat litter.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if everybody has that all over. It's, you know, you can scoop it out.
I think it's pretty universal.
Okay. So we took the lid off, and it was this huge litter box with about 2 or 3 feet of packed down urine and feces. It was so packed, it was kind of like cement. And I knew it would take some cleaning to get this thing cleaned out. So inside of me, I was kind of a bit aggravated that it had gotten to this point. Because I was telling myself, if it was kept up properly, it wouldn't have got this bad. So we started scooping it out. And Ron was going to use his hands. And I stopped him and said, "No, that is old urine. You can't put your hands on that. Use a scoop." And I was thinking in my head that I wanted to take one of the kittens home. And I asked Ron which one he thought I would take, and he guessed correct, the gray and the black one. And I said to him, "You knew which one, didn't you?" And we got into a car. And I think it was my car, I'm not sure. I was in the driver's seat, and I said to him, "We have got to get over here more often and clean this litter box out. And preferably daily." And I said to him, "Do you know how lucky we are that they aren't peeing and pooping all over?" And as I was saying that, I realized that it didn't smell in the garage. And that is the end.
Oh, wow. So the bottom line, it didn't smell in the garage. Did it smell in the garage earlier in the dream, do you think? Or was that kind of like a new...
Nope.
The time it wasn't. It was just only smelling in the litter box.
Right. And actually didn't even smell, I don't think, in the litter box now. Not that I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, go on.
I don't... Actually, now that you say that, I don't... It didn't smell in the garage at all the whole time, but I don't even remember it smelling in the box. I don't know.
Okay, that's good. Right, lovely dream. I like it. just one thing that I slightly missed. Right at the beginning of the dream, when you saw the two stray kittens, were they in your own childhood garage or in the neighbor's garage?
In my childhood garage.
In your childhood garage. Okay.
Yes.
And then it was only when you were later outside speaking to the neighbor that you were kind of aware of all the other stray kittens. Is that right?
Yeah, and I never did really see them, the other kittens. And the two that was in my garage were over there in his yard for a second or whatever, a little bit.
And yet he was, that neighbor was, you said, was pretty nondescript in the dream. So did anything stand out about the neighbor's garden or anything about the neighbor or the neighbor's... You know, I'm wondering why your dream went from your old house to your neighbor's if it wasn't going to give us much extra detail or information.
Yeah.
Is there anything standing out in your mind about that neighbor's house or garage or the neighbor? I mean, nondescript might be it. That might be the description, nondescript.
Right. But yeah. Of course, I was looking here. Part of my sentence was, I wondered what the neighbor would think.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. What he would think. And just speaking off the top of your head, without even thinking about the dream, Renee, what do you think, what were you concerned he might think?
Oh, my gosh.
Just imagine that he might think about, you wondered what he might think about the...
I don't know, the kittens.
Mm.
Kittens being all over, I don't know.
Mm. So, unless, yeah, go on.
Well, did you want to know what I was kind of thinking out the night before that I had the dream?
You're going to cut to the chase.
I mean,
I might just hold on. I might just go a little bit into the dream first, okay, and then check back with you with how you felt the night before, because of course, you know, you're exactly right. For anybody listening who hasn't listened to the dream show before or doesn't really completely understand yet how dreams work, mm-hmm, our dreams do reflect what we've been experiencing consciously and unconsciously for the last 24 to 48 hours. So everyone else, that's why Renee's already eager to tell us what was on her mind before she went to sleep, because this dream is processing it. And I just want to explore a little bit first before you go there, Renee, just so that we're sort of a bit fuller on it. But when was your dream?
Oh, gosh, what's the date on there? August the 30th.
August the 30th. Not too long ago. Okay. So there was.
And I had actually asked. So it was almost like I asked a question, or was trying to ask something within my life. So.
Okay. As you fell asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you did. You did a dream incubation. You went to sleep with something on your mind that you thought, well, okay, if dreams process what your experiences are of the last 2 days, then I'm going to put something on my mind as I fall asleep, and my dream's going to hopefully process it. That's where you were coming from, which is a great thing to do. Okay, so we'll get the question afterwards. So if you take a big step back and look at your dream, the first thing it does is it takes you back to, did you say that was a childhood home?
My childhood home that I grew up in.
That you grew up in. So what age were you, ages were you at that house, Renee?
From birth to 16 years old.
To birth to 16 years old. And Ron, your ex, how old were you when you met Ron?
I was 18 or 19.
18 or 19. So you were young. And how long ago did you become exes?
2004.
2004, so 8 years, I think.
Well, we were married, what, almost 20 years?
Yeah, so 20 years. Okay. So the first thing that happens is the dream goes back to your childhood house where you were from birth to 16 years. And often, particularly when you actually pose a question to your dream. Now, sometimes when you pose a question before you go to sleep, the dream responds to that. And sometimes it might be the next night, because there might be more dramatic stuff going on in your life that you have to process first. So we don't always get it the first night, but I know from your excitement that you feel that you did. So the first thing a dream will bring up when we remember a whole dream is it kind of sets the scene. It goes, okay, guys, this is the situation. This is the starting point. So your dream has gone, okay, guys, this is the situation. We're going back to your childhood, because somewhere between birth and 16 years old is relevant to what is happening in your life and how that relates to your question. So, of course, that would often be true for most of us. You know, our key beliefs are built in childhood. Our key conditioning happens in childhood unless we experience great trauma. And our most, in the absence of great trauma, some of our greatest experiences are in childhood, because we are so fragile and malleable. So for a lot of us, to go back to the root of an issue that may be affecting our life now, we will often find ourselves in our dreams going back to our childhood, because it's like, well, those beliefs or those experiences there are the ones that we need to understand, because those experiences or beliefs are the ones that are perhaps still affecting the way we respond in the world and, you know, therefore the results we're getting. So your dream is suggesting that's given us a long time, birth to 16 years, but it's given us something. Right, so then with the next part of the dream then goes on to explore the situation. The next part of the dream, you're with Ron. Now, obviously, you've spent a substantial amount of your time with Ron. In fact, you were married for 20 years, which is longer than the period that you were living in your childhood home. But your relationship with Ron was only a couple of years after, you know, you met him a couple of years after you left home. So it was almost like the next stage in your beliefs and everything. So really, this is going back to both of those key areas of your life. Your early life and your marriage are both important in understanding what's happening in your life now.
Wow.
So far, so good. Now, if we talk about the garage, or the garage, as I say it in my language. this may seem an obvious question, Renee, but what do you use a garage for?
To park your car in.
Okay. That's good, because some people say store stuff.
Oh, okay.
But it's your first response that matters. And I'm pleased you said to park the car in, because at the end of the dream, you get into your car. It's not in the garage, but you do get into your car. So we kind of pick up the theme of the car at the end of the dream.
Okay.
So there's a sense of you park your car in the garage. So a garage is a place where you put your car when you're not using it.
Correct, yeah.
Right, and at the end of the dream, you are not only using your car, but you are in the passenger seat, and at the end of your dream, you are making some quite neat observations. As you get into the car, you're saying, you know, we've got to clean this, and we've got to do it daily, and, oh, did you notice there was no smell? There's a kind of sense of resolve at the end of the dream. Did you feel that?
Yeah, I think I was kind of aggravated with myself,
in a way. I wrote down that you said, if I can read my writing here, I was aggravated that it had gotten to this point.
Yes.
And that's when you...
In the garage.
In the garage. Yeah. So you felt that in the garage, and that's when you then said to Ron, which kitten do you think I would take? And then you went out of the garage and into the car, and there was, even though you were feeling aggravated, you were beginning to make decisions at the end of the dream.
Yeah, okay, you're right, yeah. That's right.
Please correct me if I'm not right. I'm just trying to correct it.
Yeah? That is right, yeah.
Now, often when you're in a dream and you're inside somewhere and you go outside, and of course, you know, nothing we can say about dreams will ever apply to anybody or can never be thought generally, but particularly in your dream, this feeling of being inside a building and you went out at the beginning to the neighbours and you were back inside and at the end you go out with more determination can sometimes reflect what's going on within yourself and then how you take that out into the world. So we've got that kind of inner reflection, outer. Now, if we just peek in at it from that angle, Renee, the first time you go out in the dream, it's to the neighbour's garden and your question is sort of, I wonder what he would think. And then you come back inside again. And the last time you come out of the house, it's much more like, oh, look, I'm aggravated it got to this point, but nevertheless, let's get out there, let's do this, let's do that, let's make some decisions, let's get in the passenger seat. So there's that feeling at the beginning of the dream that you've been processing some stuff inside, which we're going to come to and put our finger on, and you go outside, but your overriding feeling there is a sense of judgment. What will people think? Whoa. I think I'll just go back inside again. And at the end of the dream, we don't know how you feel about what people think, but that doesn't seem to be an issue anymore. So there's something in between those two outings in your dream where we expect to deal with, amongst other things, coming to terms with what people think or not worrying about that. There's something in there which we will come to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Now, these little kittens, you know so much about cat litter boxes. Do you have a kitten?
Yes, I do have a cat, yes.
Have you had a cat most of your life?
Yes, in different parts of my life, yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you have a cat in your childhood?
Yes, I did.
Did you have it from a kitten?
Yes.
Was it black or black and grey?
I've had different ones. One was actually a calico, and one was a tiger stripe. No, neither one of those was black. The one I have now is black, and I do like black cats.
So you haven't had a black and grey, and that was the one that you chose at the end of the dream, and the one you've got now is black in your life, and there were
and
two...
He did have... The one I have in my life now, when he was a kitten, he had... His hair was kind of grey, and it turned black as he matured.
Oh, okay. So do you have a feeling that this little black and grey kitten could have been very much like the cat that you've now got? Or was it different?
I really didn't get the sense, because I've had dreams about my cat before, and I didn't really get that sense.
Okay, so this is a different cat. Okay, that's lovely. So the feeling of this kitten is that there is continuity about having cats around you in your life, but this one was quite different. This choice at the end was different, a different kitten to the ones you've looked after before. Why do you have cats in your life? What do they do for you?
And that's interesting. You mentioned that you're focusing on the cats, because I'm thinking I've had a lot of dreams about cats, now that I think about it. But I love animals in general. Dogs, cats, and I have a real affinity for any type of animals. Mm. So to me, they are very spiritual beings that we can actually have a very close relationship with. And you can learn a lot from animals, communicate. I think they contribute to the energy within your soul and within your home. So it's not just like a pet.
Yeah. That's really lovely. So spiritual, contribute energy. Okay, you said a lot of really good stuff there, Renee, and it's really key to part of the interpretation. So without thinking back on that at all, but somehow extracting from that, can you give me three words from that general feeling that for you would describe that little black and gray kitten in your dream?
See, and I can't really remember the feeling in the dream because I think I was focusing on the litter box.
That's okay. So I'll take that back. Give me, you just did a wonderful description of what animals in general do for you, and particularly cats. Can you bring that down, that essence down to three words?
I think cats can have a intuitive, feminine, psychic, spiritual, is that what
that's,
you mean?
Yeah, that's four, but that'll do. So I've put intuitive, feminine / psychic, and spiritual. For a lot of people, will dream of animals when they're going through a change in life. And I don't. This is you maybe, but that isn't necessarily what your dream is about. But I just want to describe this for people listening, because we often when we're going through changes in life or being required to change because of circumstances in our lives, we will often dream of animals because it takes us back to our natural instincts. And our dreaming brain will often go, oh, natural instincts, you mean like animals, and we can look at the animals in our dreams as to some extent symbolizing or encapsulating our own natural instincts. For you, Renee, it's kind of more than that because, as you say, you've always dreamt of cats and you've always had this connection with animals. So what we've got this feeling of the cats in this dream and probably all those other cat dreams that you've had is we've brought it down to intuitive, feminine / psychic, and spiritual. And I know in that little description that you gave before, you mentioned in that context, you mentioned this feeling of, and I wish I remembered the words you said, but we'll all be able to listen back to this podcast, something about being able to take this spirituality out into the world and connect.
Yeah.
Right? And I noticed when you said take it out, and I thought, oh, that's interesting, because here earlier in the dream, yeah, you're onto it, aren't you? Earlier in the dream you went out, but you're concerned about judgment, you came back.
Yeah.
And at the end of the dream you went out with more determination. So
You're opening up a whole bunch of other stuff. How do you think that? Girl, okay.
So everybody and everything in a dream represents something about the dreamer, because the dream is trying to paint a picture of your experiences of the last 24 to 48 hours and marry that up with everything that's been before and project ahead. And so the kitten, or in fact all the stray kittens in the dream, but particularly this one, represent your intuitive, your feminine psychic, and your spiritual energy and self.
Mm-hmm.
And connected with that, your feelings that kind of energy bundled up should be going out there and connecting in the world.
Okay.
Aren't dreams tricky little things?
Yeah.
And I know from your laugh that you're connecting with this, which is absolutely wonderful.
Uh-huh.
So we then go back and say, okay, Renee, so you tell me, why do you think the kittens were stray?
I guess stray is like not belonging to somebody.
Mm, yeah. If you're not belonging to someone, or you think you're not belonging to someone, there's no connection. Not connected.
Okay.
Yeah. So this intuitive, feminine, psychic, spiritual energy is something that you want to put out into the world and connect in some way. These kittens are stray. They don't belong to anyone. They haven't got that connection. Particularly being kittens, if they were cats, they could kind of be out there doing their adult thing in the world, being stray cats and, you know, living on the street cat, so to speak. But the thing about kittens is that they are still needing a mother.
Okay.
I think, aren't they?
Yeah.
Kittens can't survive on their own. So you've got this feeling of there's stray energy out, that you've got this intuitive feminine psychic spiritual energy, and it's almost like you have popped it out in the world. It's like you go out there because you're supposed to connect and do these things, but in the dream it's like, oh, but they're still little kittens. I need to connect and nurture this more.
You said the word nurture too.
Nurture.
That's what I was gonna say.
I mean, you know, I can feel from other aspects of your dream, and we'll look at that this energy that you've got is ripe and ready to go out there, but your feeling at the moment is that you need more nurturing connection with it.
That's interesting. And I don't know if I should say the house that it was in, my childhood house, was not my favorite place to be. So I don't know if that means anything.
Yeah, give us a little insight into that, Renee.
If you would mention and I always call it the Huber Heights house because that's where I grew up, because I just don't like it and never did like it growing up there. So when I have dreams about that house, it's like, oh gosh, there I am again.
Okay, so if you could put one feeling on what that bad feeling in that house does for you, what would it be? What feeling does it give you? A feeling of...
I don't want to say disdain, because that's kind of a strong word.
But it's the word that's coming up, isn't it? Which is fine, because that's what dreams do. You know, they explore particularly things that we judge as negative and try not to think, oh, no, that's not part of me. I can't use that word. I don't have that feeling. But so when we have that, I don't have that feeling, that's wrong to have that feeling, it's not right for a spiritual person to have that feeling. But unfortunately, what we all do when we have a feeling like that is instead of release it or transform it, by not wanting to go there, we push it deep down inside and it can have too much power down there. So one thing we may or may not do in connection with this dream is actually... suggest that you actually look more closely at why you feel disdain without judging yourself for it, because judging and what people think was an element that came up in this dream, and just being able to see that for what it is and to let it go rather than to have it inside.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to switch the question because I think that's something that you want to personally do, not publicly in front of everybody here, and I know that you can do that, explore that disdain. But I want to switch the question and look at that disdain as we have disdain when we make a judgment. I think that's that feeling. And because there's that feeling of judgment in the dream, what is it about that house or that time that you feel that deep down inside you may be guilty of judging in your own mind? What are you feeling that you're judging there, even though you feel uncomfortable about it?
Feel that I'm judging. Well, I guess I could say the disdain within the house would be more of like a non-acceptance.
Non-acceptance, yeah.
Like towards me, you know, like my feeling during childhood.
Yeah. So you felt you weren't accepted during childhood.
Yeah. So I don't think that answered your question.
No, it's that's great. All answers are the right answer. So there's that feeling of not being accepted towards childhood, and the feeling of disdain in the house, is that the feeling that you get, that the people in the house had disdain for you, or do you also have a disdain for that situation? You do, yeah?
Well, no, it's almost like, oh gosh, I don't want to go back there. So
because
it's like, why visit that? Why don't go to homes to visit that you don't feel comfortable in?
Okay, that's great. So you're right. We don't ever want to go back to wallow. There's no sense or advancement in that. But we do always need to go back long enough to have a look and to put one of the words back to you, to accept. You felt that you weren't accepted, and I'm going to come back to that again in a minute. So it's going back long enough to accept. Some things you can change, some things you can't change. That comes down to acceptance. I know that you know this.
Okay.
All right. It's a different way to look at it. Yeah. So we go back long, not to wallow, but to go back to go, okay, there's things I can change. There's things I can't change. What I can't change, I accept. I don't accept that this was done to me and that it was right, but I accept that that was my history. Yeah. That was how I felt. Now I'm going to let that go and move on. But the what I picked up, and probably some of the listeners got there when you said, oh, it was non-acceptance towards me, particularly in childhood, what non-acceptance for a child is not belonging to the family.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, I'm going to do the big shift here and say that we've got a little kitten that's like a little child.
Mm-hmm.
And your kitten's a stray kitten that you said doesn't belong.
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay. So this little kitten's going really deep, Renee. It's also you. And mm-hmm. that feeling of being having been cut loose as a child and not nurtured.
Uh-huh. Makes sense.
Yeah, you will have to go stray.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there will be a sense of you going back and just accepting that that was the way that things were because they were the people, they had their own experiences, that, you know, the non-acceptance to you was nothing whatsoever to do with you.
Right.
It was all to do with them. And accepting that and letting that go so that you don't then take forward into the world that sense that other people may be, what would they think of you? Would they also be giving you non-acceptance? Would it be based on the same vague, totally puzzling thing. Why on earth did they not accept me? What did I do? You know?
Uh-huh. Yeah. This is like so, yeah, so right on.
There's some areas I'm not going to go just because of time, but I know you can go later. And one area is your relationship with Ron. So being as how you met him quite soon after coming out of the home, there may be you may have either taken issues about that non-acceptance and not belonging into the marriage, and that could be at one extreme. You could either have been also felt that I don't, you know, there's a sense of not belonging here, a sense of being on the outer, or you might have gone to the other extreme and picked Ron because he really gave you a deep sense of belonging and it may have been too close, but then there may have been an issue going in there simply because he's in the dream.
Okay, so I would say it was a non-acceptance side for him too.
For him too. So okay,
great.
aren't we wonderful people? Oh,
yay!
I'll have some more of that. Thanks.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We don't really do that. What we really do is, I'm going to pick someone, and I'm going to make it right this time. I'm going to marry Ron, who also doesn't accept me, and he's going to love me so much that he's going to heal that and make all that right, and I'm going to be accepted. That's what we do.
Yeah, because he had some great qualities. I mean, he honestly had some great qualities. So,
and it's lovely to have experienced those great qualities and to learn from them and take some of those forward. But the dream is showing you a kind of little thing. So one thing your dream is really bringing out really strongly here is this sense of, with your question that you put last night, of going back to childhood, not feeling accepted, not feeling belonging, carrying that into your marriage, hoping to heal it, not really healing it, and seeing yourself as a stray little kitten, actually two stray kittens, which we'll come to. Oh, it might be one stray kitten. Yeah, it's one stray kitten from childhood, and it's one stray kitten from your marriage. Mm-hmm. That's my feeling. Nope.
Okay, because there was two stray kittens at first, but I picked one.
You did, that's right, yeah. And we're going to come to that. So it's that feeling, yeah, so there's two parts of yourself that were turned out too young, expected to go out and survive in the world and do wonderful things, but was still requiring nourishment and nurturing and didn't really have that. And for whatever reason, you are getting back in touch with those in this dream. And you go back to that sense of having not felt that sense of belonging, and there's this sense of, okay, whatever question you took to bed, and I'm probably going to ask you that in a minute, your dream is saying, okay, relevant to that is this feeling that you have felt that you want to get this intuitive, feminine, psychic, spiritual energy out in the world to connect and do wonderful things, but that's the missing thing that's difficult for you to do because your early experience of connection is non-connection, non-acceptance. You'll be it's cutting the cord, it's not being nurtured, it's you don't have good solid experience of being comfortable and nurtured when you're connecting.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Yep.
But
you got it.
Yeah. But having said that, what I love about your dream, Renee, is that strong ending. In the dream, you got all this, even though I'm just going over it with you at a much deeper level now. In your dream, you come out with a determination. You're aggravated that, and I'll read back my note here, aggravated that it has got to this point. So it's that sense of, I'm beginning to connect with all of this. I've had enough. I'm aggravated it's got to this point. Now, you might be looking at some other situation in your waking life and pointing the finger at that and saying, I'm aggravated that that's got to this point. I just, you know, it shouldn't have got to this point. And your dream showing the corollary of that, which is, you know, it shouldn't have got to this point that I should feel that I'm still the stray kitten out there, that it's difficult to nurture, it's difficult to feel the connection, because I still have this feeling from childhood that whatever I do, I'll be judged, I won't be accepted.
Wow, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so but in your dream, let's get really positive. Well, the first positive is we've been there, we've had a look at that, that's good to know, and we're also reminding ourselves that you were never not accepted for any particular reason, because it was just where your parents or guardians were coming from. It's nothing to do with you. So sure. It's going back and looking and going, well, isn't that interesting? That is so sad. However, there's nothing I can do about it. I accept that. That experience has given me an insight into life. It's given me an insight into what it feels like to not belong. It's given me an insight in what it feels like to be not accepted. It's given me an insight in what it feels like to think that, to hold back because you think you'll be judged, and to worry about what other people think of you. So it's given you a lot of insight. Turn it round, accept it, look at the gifts you got from it, say, how can I take those out and help other people? So we've got that lovely turning point in your dream where you go back in the garage, the garage, and you've got 2 to 3 feet of packed down cement-like urine and feces.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is all the shit. Of, and particularly, now we don't know, the dream says 2 to 3, we don't know if that's the first 2 to 3 years of your life, if it's the last 2 to 3 years, it's probably 2 to 3 years of something. It might be when you were aged 2 to 3, but I get the feeling it's like the last 2 or 3 years that there's somehow been all this shit that's you know, you haven't wanted to clean up because perhaps you've too hard a job, and it's got so compacted. I loved when you said, Renee, it was more like cement, because what cement is very solid. It's almost a foundation, and hey, it didn't even smell, you know, and we build our lives on the foundations of our beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like your dream is saying, hang on a minute, I'm sure you've got many wonderful and beautiful foundations in your life, but this particular one's got a lot of shit in it.
Wow.
And
yeah.
It's time to clean this up. And that's where you say, I'm really aggravated it's got to this point. And that's where you get really determined that you're going to clean this daily. You're going to get rid of it. And you get in that car and you're basically going to get out there and connect. So we're really left with that one thing, which is, why did you choose one kitten, not two? And actually, there were loads of other stray kittens that came into the picture as well. And why did you choose that grey and black one? And why did Ron know that that was the one that you would choose? Any ideas?
No. I don't know.
Without thinking at all, what is the difference between a black kitten and a black and grey kitten? Apart from colour.
I was going to say just the colour. I don't know, just the color, that's all I can think.
Any feeling for why you picked the black and gray one in the dream?
No, I don't have any.
What does gray color mean to you?
I've never really thought about it, because I think it's pretty. I mean, I don't like a gray day, but I think it's pretty in animals.
Yeah. So it's a color. Yeah, go on.
Almost. I don't know. Now that I'm thinking, well, it's kind of ghost-like. And I'm thinking, yeah. Where'd that come from?
Yeah, came straight from your unconscious. It's what we were looking for.
Okay, everybody, you got it.
There's a lovely thing when you're talking about dreams that because even though you're talking to me wide awake and ticking through and analysing this yourself as it goes along, because we're talking about dream symbols, your unconscious mind is very much in there responding to the talk that we're doing about the dream symbols. And it can be really good to say to someone, like I just said to you, without thinking at all, just say something and your unconscious mind will join in. And one of the things that you said was, first you gave that classic sign, Renee, said, oh, I don't really know, like I've never really, like nothing is coming up. Now, often when a person says nothing is coming up, you know there's a reason for nothing. And that can be something that's you don't want to look at. Because usually something comes up. And then you said, oh, well, it's like it can be a grey day. I don't really like that. Yeah, actually, there's something there. So at that point, it's like, well, maybe grey is represents something that I don't really think about that much because it's something I don't place I don't like to go. And it can be feel like a grey day. But now I think about it, there's something in that. And now I think about it, it's ghost-like. So it's kind of like something that is, that you've pushed quite a long way away. So it's almost like a ghost of itself. But you're bringing it back. So to me, it's like the grey days of your childhood and that feeling of I don't really want to go. Like I was saying earlier, we don't want to go back to wallow, but we want to go back long enough to accept and move on. So to me, just with you saying that, I don't know, I had that feeling of I'm getting in touch with a ghost of something that I didn't really want to get in touch with. But hey, I chose it in the dream because that's what I'm going forward with. And it was black and grey and it's going to grow into something really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, so this is where I'm then going to say to you, what did you want to say about what you were thinking the day before?
Wow. Well, I think you pretty much covered it. But, yeah, because I was asking in my dream, I'm thinking about my job. I work a mainstream job, which I don't like, and I want to do more psychic work. But I've never been able to, I've been psychic since I was a child, but I've never been able to get past that point. It wasn't accepted in my family. It's like blah blah blah. And so I'm in my dream, I'm like, okay, what can I do to get over this? What, you know? And I wanted to really do some meditation and stuff like that. And so then this dream came up and I'm like, oh gosh, this has to be totally about it.
So when you say psychic, Renee, just in a couple of sentences, how, because it's different for everybody, how does that work for you?
Again, I'm still struggling with that part, but a lot of times I'll connect with people's deceased loved ones.
Yep.
And I will, sometimes I'll see things about people. And of course I had that as a child and was not accepted at
no.
all. And so it's, but it's that, you know, when you're passionate about something and you want to do it, but you're, there's that something that's holding me back.
Everybody listening, did you hear Renee, it's all good. Did you hear Renee say what I was really looking for in her answer there? Renee, you said that the grey colour was ghost-like.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many different ways to be psychic, and most people that are psychic do not go down the track of being in contact with deceased people.
Mm.
Right? Deceased people, some people see as ghosts.
Ah, okay.
Right. So the fact that you connected with that grey colour as ghost-like... Something you've pushed away from you, something that's grey, something you're not sure about, something from childhood, but also connects with that. I was thinking the moment you said psychic, I thought, I know how she does this. connecting with what your unconscious has put up the word ghost. I mean, you know, you're talking spirit really, but you know, your unconscious has come up with that word and taken all that, you know, connected that extra connection in there too. So we then throw into that from what you've said, connection and belonging, connection now just not only within the everyday worldly plane, but you've thrown another connection and sense of belonging in there as well.
Okay.
In answer to your question, because your dream has thrown a lot of light on this, and your basic question as you've posed it there is that you have a mainstream job that you're not that sold on. And that you would like to do more with your more part-time business, which involves and include psychic stuff as well, but you're not sure what's holding you back from doing that. Now, only you will know when the time comes what steps to take. But of course, the magic of this at the moment is that this is where we do some dream alchemy.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to do is essentially take your question, which is, where do I go, to how do I put what I want to do out into the world?
Mm-hmm.
And how do I do this in a way that works for me? Now, there's two aspects of this. One is letting go of judgment, letting go of accepting the past, letting go of judgment so that you can go out and do this. Mm-hmm. It's of allowing yourself to feel connected. And the other part of it is nurturing that. So you will need to put in some nurturing energy. But really what we want to do here, because we're speaking to your unconscious mind here, about, you know, where the difficulties are, is we want to pick the main symbol from the dream that is the symbol for you holding back from not connecting in the world, or the symbol that is actually capable of doing that connection with the world, and we want to make that right. So I can see it. Can you see it? Where would you go?
And now, see, I'm trying to think.
You're trying
Which
to think.
Symbol? I know, I'm not supposed to think.
Now, I wonder if it could be the little black and grey cat. What do you think, children?
Yeah, I know everybody's out there screaming. A cat!
Okay, so, as with all dream alchemy, there's actually many possible ways, and I was looking to see if you had another way you wanted to go, but that little black cat, that little black and grey cat, which you have already, and in your unconscious, has endorsed and chosen in your dream, so we know that it's with you there. And what we want to do is take that energy, which is the black and grey cat, which is your intuitive, feminine, psychic, spiritual self, and make it feel good about going out there, making it feel that it can go out there comfortably because you're still nurturing it, that it doesn't feel stray, that it's got the sense of belonging, and that you're right behind it and helping it as it goes. And what that is doing, when we visualize that, which we will do in a minute, what that is doing is using the symbols of your dream, which your unconscious mind used to express the dream. We're using those symbols of the dream to reprogram your unconscious mind to change the way that it automatically looks at life, to basically right the wrongs. There really isn't anything wrong in life, but that's the easiest way to explain it. So it's to reprogram it so that you don't send stray kittens out there and don't give them nurturing. It's so that you allow yourself to be far more than a stray kitten. You allow yourself to be a connected, accepted kitten growing into a beautiful cat, taking that lovely grey stripe of energy with you.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that stuff you don't want to look at, that's actually a gift to the world, that represents the ghost, so to speak, as well. So what we really want to do is do perhaps a visualization, taking that little kitten from the dream out into the world, but in all those kind of ways. And what that will do when you do this visualization and you do it over a couple of weeks to reinforce it, is that you won't have to make a decision about what to do about your work or any of those things. You will just gradually find yourself thinking about life differently. You'll find yourself responding in different ways. You'll find that releases have occurred on certain areas of your life that were holding you back, and you'll see a new way. Now, there are many ways to do dream alchemy, and we often do visualization on the dream show because it's kind of helps people to understand how it goes. But if you don't like visualization, we can also do, you can do a writing dream alchemy, which I'll give you. If you like words, you can go and you can do an art dream alchemy if you like, if you prefer. And there's all sorts of other things, but what would you like? Would you like a visualization? Would you like a writing thing? Would you like an art thing?
Oh, I like visualization.
Okay. So I'm just going to check with you before we do it that you're comfortable with this. So what I'm going to do, if you like this, is I'm going to suggest that we go back into the dream and you just scoop up. I want to use that word scoop in a different way, because you know you put a lot of effort and energy on that word scoop, and it was to scoop up all the shit and get rid of it. I want to change that feeling into scooping up the kitten and taking it with you. It's something beautiful that you're getting from this. So you're going to, not with a scoop, but you're going to scoop him up. Her, is it a him or a her, Renee?
I don't know that either.
Has to be a her, surely. Intuitive, feminine, psychic, spiritual. Let's make her a her. And
okay.
she's you as a child. So I'm going to get you to scoop her up with your arms and actually walk outside and picture a beautiful place, and I think we're going to put lots and lots of people there because this is about connection with people. And you're going to walk down the road with her, maybe between some trees, and there's lots of people out and the sun is shining and lots of people are looking at you. And just as you walk down the road with her, you're feeling so much love. That's the nurturing and being very gentle and holding her. And the more that you do that, the most amazing thing happens, and she grows from a kitten. She gets bigger, and she grows into a beautiful cat. And you stoop, not scoop, you stoop down and you let her go. And wherever she goes in life, you follow. How does that sound?
Yeah, sounds great.
Okay, let's see if I can remember it when we do it. Well, we're going to do it once. What I'm going to get you to do is just to close your eyes and take 3 deep breaths, and I'll take you through it, okay?
All right.
So, closing your eyes, Renee. And taking just 3 deep breaths in your own time. And here you are in your dream, and there's that lovely little black and grey kitten. And you stoop down and you scoop her up in your arms, and she's so fluffy and warm and beautiful, and you can feel your heart beating, the connection is so strong. You finally have that little kitten tucked up against your heart, and you walk out of the house and you're walking down the most beautiful street. There are trees, there are so many people, the energy is beautiful, the sun is shining, there's even a rainbow in the sky. And as you walk down the street, this little kitten, this little beautiful black and grey kitten, is growing. You can feel her heart beating, she's growing bigger and bigger. You're nurturing her with your own heartbeat, and she's growing bigger, and suddenly and magically she's a grown cat. And you stoop down and you just gently pop her onto the path, and she just walks. She does a lovely big cat arch. She stretches in the sunshine. You can feel her instant connection with all the people around her and you. And as she walks off and into the crowds, you follow her, and she'll always take you where you need to be. Taking 3 deep breaths again. Okay, Renee, how did that feel?
That was great. Yeah, I actually got emotional. I could feel the tears coming out underneath my closed eyes.
Fantastic. That's
yes.
Lovely. That's. I put the rainbow in there because I thought that might happen.
Yeah, I like that.
That's color. Wonderful. Yeah. So you've got some... Oh, the other chakra colors. So you've got some release happening there. And most of the work is done in that one. But I would like you, as with all Dream Alchemy visualizations, for the next 2 weeks to do that about 20 times a day. It doesn't have to be 20 different times a day. It can be 2 or 3 times at a go, so that it becomes second nature to you. And you will begin to notice changes in your life, and you'll begin to see yourself thinking differently. And at any time when you just need to connect with that energy, just... in your mind's eye, see that lovely grown cat, because she has grown now and connected to you and belonging to you forever, and just see her ahead and just relax. Don't think, just feel your way forward from there.
Beautiful. Love it. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for being on the show, Renee. And do get back in touch with me and let me know what happens and what changes. And if there's anything you'd like to share with our audience in the future, that would be wonderful too.
Sure. And I did want to tell people, for you, you had interpreted a dream for me and your services. We did it one-on-one. Gosh, this was a few years ago? I can't remember.
It was about... 2 or 3 years ago now, I think.
2 or 3 years ago. Yeah, I just want to tell everybody, that was just a fantastic experience, and you take stuff into such a deep level, and you really know how to bring everything out. And I just highly recommend people, you know, everybody out there, have her interpret your dream. You'll love it.
Thank you, Renee. That is lovely and kind. Thank you. I very much appreciate that. And I deeply appreciate you for being on the show today.
Great. Thank you.
I'm sure that many of you out there, particularly those of you that have listened to a number of shows by now, were with me at some of those points that I noticed in ask her about the ghost, ask her about this. And, you know, one thing that I eternally love about working with people with their dreams is that because our dreams are our own dreams, it can be really hard for us to see some of the meaning, the connection. And it sometimes can be much easier to be standing on the sidelines and going, look, 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 I can see this, I can see that. Our dreams are about our own stuff, and it's hard to see our own stuff. So, you know, you might also find that in your own life, you're able to help people with their dreams, you're able to see a lot of insight. But when it comes to your own dreams, there may just be you're not quite getting it, or you're getting the basics of it and you know that there's deeper stuff, and that may be the time that you may want to either come on as a guest on the Dream Show and share your dream for everyone to listen to, or that you may want to consult me privately without everybody listening in. So I did offer to give Renee's website address again, which she said she'd love to share with you. So her address is www.empoweryourselfastrology.com. That's all one word. Mine are, if you'd like to consult me or become a member or simply delve into loads more free resources and listen back to the other 130 episodes of The Dream Show, go to www.dream.net.au or my blog at janetheresa.com or find me on Facebook. The next episode, episode 132, will be out on November the 23rd. This is 2012 if you're listening back to these. And thank you very much for listening to yet another episode of The Dream Show. And I'd love if you've got something from this for you to reach out and share it with people you know, and maybe even people you don't know, so that other people can enjoy the kind of benefits that you're getting from this. Until next month, have a wonderful month. Have some insightful and fantastic dreams. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.
The Dream Show is a production of Jane Teresa Anderson for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.